you've ever seen a black cat and decided to go the other way, you were part of a superstition that goes back a long time. You most likely know that black cats are often recognized as a symbol of bad luck during Halloween, often associated with witches. But where does that come from? Simon Bronner is the Dean of the College of General Studies and Distinguished Professor of Social Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. He's the author of the Encyclopedia of American Folklife. Simon, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here. Thank you.
How far back does superstition about cats, and I guess black cats in particular, really go?
We know that it shows up in Greek mythology, certainly, with the figure of Hecate, who was shown as the goddess of magic and sorcery, and she often had a pet of a black cat, and that was not only in oral tradition, but in visual culture as well.
Now, how about medieval Europe? That's when, I guess, if I thought, okay, our modern superstition goes back that far, it's probably something in Christian medieval Europe. What kind of things do we see there?
Well, Christianity has a lot to do with it, particularly in Europe, in the transition from paganism to Christianity. And the Catholic Church was trying to separate itself from the animism of the time. So there's actually a declaration that we have by Pope Gregory in 1233 with a whole bestiary that was connected with evil. And one of the biggest culprits was black cat, because that was supposed to be the incarnation of the devil.
I have had a black cat who, you know, would pounce on my feet while I was sleeping. I didn't think it was associated with the devil or anything. What is it about cats in particular, you think, that put them on that bestiary of evil?
Well, there are a lot of theories about that. Feminists would argue the association of black cats with witches and with older women was one of the signs that they were independent and marginalized and not in the family norm, and therefore they were often accused of witchcraft with this associated cat that was there, certainly. Another aspect is just that the connection with the night and the contrast of the day, which is supposed to be good, and the night and the association with forests and the nocturnal and the supernatural as a result of that.
And I understand cats got a really bad rap during the era of the Black Plague.
Yes, there was the mistaken belief that they were spreading the bubonic plague, partly because they were independent and would roam around. So it was one of the theories there, and black cats were burned ceremoniously and killed, even though that doing that actually helped spread the bubonic plague, because it was the rats that were actually the carriers. But the rats were not as visible, and the black cats were.
Now, in the modern day, I think mostly the suspicion about black cats has gone away, but we still kind of, in our fun celebrations of Halloween, carry on that tradition of the black cat in the imagery. Can you talk about how that may have been, I guess, tamed over the centuries?
Well, sure. You should know that there's an American connection, because the Puritans were especially hostile to black cats, carrying on this idea of the reincarnation of the devil and also the association with witches. But in the late 19th century, postcards came in, greeting cards came in, and lithographs. And one of the ways to depict Halloween as a fun kind of celebration and not just a time when all the evil spirits are released is to show the black cats, often with orange caps and often with yellow or green eyes, which was another aspect, even though that's relatively rare among cats. And that continued on with the celebration of candies as well, and the use of cats at that time. But I should point out that some of that has arguably been in decline with the rise of spiders, partly because cats have a more positive image today than they probably did previously. Maybe all those cat memes have something to do with it.
And you also mentioned the Halloween candy. And yeah, I have an arsenal of candy at home that I'm hoping to hand out tonight and not eat quite so much of. How did candy end up being such a central part of Halloween?
Well, trick-or-treating was not all about the getting of sweets. And there's an argument that municipalities and communities wanted to get away from the trick, the mischief, the pranks that would often be occurring and have a different way to tame it down. And this idea of actually trying to bribe children by giving them candy started to come into vogue. And there has been an argument that the candy companies, which were not having an easy time because candies were perishable, of selling them, and they encouraged and promoted the use of the candies as the treat that would be given out at Halloween time.
Simon, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a happy Halloween.
You too. That's Simon Bronner, Dean of the College of General Studies and Distinguished Professor of Social Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He joins us today for a look at some Halloween folklore, including the symbolism behind black cats.